This is Sean with Voices of St. Joan of Arc, and I'm speaking with Tim Needler. Tim, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Sean. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. So, how old are you today, Tim?
Well, today I'm 81.
Today. Tomorrow? Well, when's your birthday?
Coming up in April, I'll be 82.
82 in April. So, that puts you back at, what was your year of birth?
1939.
So, do you happen to remember the hospital you were born in?
No, I don't.
What city?
I was born in Kokomo, where my father was director of purchases at Delco Electronics up in Kokomo.
Gotcha. So, when did you come down to Indianapolis?
Well, I was actually raised in Marion and then in Fort Wayne. I went to high school in Fort Wayne and went to Notre Dame for college. And after college, got out of college, had the Army service. And after that, my father, who was a manufacturer's representative in those days, hired me to come down and be in Indianapolis. So I came to Indianapolis, that would have been about 1961, something like that.
Okay. Which and, is about, it's about 61 was, years ago. That's a
yeah.
little bit ago.
Yeah, and I was at that point in St. Thomas Aquinas Parish, and I was there until I started coming over to St. Joan's, even though it wasn't my parish, because of the organ and the wonderful music program that they had, and they would do the seven last words of Christ on Palm Sunday. That was a tradition, which was marvelous. And finally, I just decided I would become a parishioner, so sometime around, I think probably around 1975 maybe, I came to the parish and applied to be a parishioner, and I've been here pretty much ever since.
So one of the things you've helped to make it sound better in the cathedral itself is the organ. You and Dr. Leo McCarthy helped finance to get the digital organ, and you helped actually get it to the building, is that correct?
Well, I didn't do much of that. My thing with the organ was that I wanted a pipe organ. I wanted the pipe organ rebuilt, and that was supposed to be part of our $5 million, but it didn't get done because we had other things that were more important. So the Rogers is really, hopefully, just a stopgap measure, because my goal is to restore the wonderful Kilgan pipe organ, which is all still there. It all still plays, but it is 100 years old. And I was involved with the restoration, partial restoration of it back in the early 80s, which we raised money. And Carl Henn was instrumental in that operation, and he came up with the idea of adopt a pipe. So we did that, and we raised it at that time. I had a friend who was willing to do it for $15,000, which today is amazing. But and he's no longer with us, but he worked on his back up in the chamber, re-leathering everything up there, and that got us going until a few years ago when it started giving us problems because of its age. So my goal is still to get the Kilgan restored.
Okay. So what's some of your favorite moments you've experienced at the church?
Well, obviously the music, and it's just a beautiful place. And I love to take visitors in there and show them. And, of course, once we've had the redecoration done now, it is absolutely spectacular. And I will say that the Rogers, because of our marvelous acoustics, the Rogers sounds very good in there. There's no doubt about it.
So if you were going to give appreciation to, you know, a couple people that have always stood out that maybe are still there, who would they be?
Well, of course, we just lost Carl Henn, and Carl would be certainly right at the top of my list because of his interest in music. And, of course, the other person is very, very much important to our parish is Joe Burrows. We're so fortunate to have a fantastic organist and choir master in Joe. I've known Joe since he was in high school, and he would come to the American Guild of Organists meetings. I'm an organist by hobby, sort of the pastime. But Joe is a fine, fine musician.
That's beautiful. And so is there anything else you'd like to add about the church?
Just that I hope we can keep it going and as far as long as possible. And one of these days, I probably will be buried from there, I hope, anyway.
Well, I think people will love to hear your background with the organ, and it's great you've been able to be involved for so long. I really appreciate your time today, and if you could just stay on the line for a second, I'm going to close this out. Is that all right?
That's fine, Sean. Thank you.
You got it.